Putting ecumenism into practice was one of the stated aims of the Pauline Year, which Pope Benedict called for to mark the 2000th anniversary of the birthplace of the Apostle of the Gentiles. It's also one of the aims of an initiative which took place this week in St. Paul's Cathedral in London, designed by the 17th century English architect Sir Christopher Wren. Last week, the Anglican Cathedral held a special ceremony during Evensong for the admission of Abbot Edmund Power of the Benedictine Abbey of St. Paul Outside the Walls here in Rome as an honorary canon, in recognition of the links between these two great churches dedicated to the Apostle. We spoke to Father Power about this initiative and how it could help further the cause of Anglican-Catholic relations.
These links of friendship, of human contact, even though they're kind of couched in a formal kind of framework, you know, being nominated a canon, what does it mean? Well, I hope it will mean that there'll be closer friendship with the authorities and the people who are associated with St. Paul's Cathedral in London, even though it's a long way away from Rome. And maybe together we'll be able to move forward in practical ways. Clearly, the question of the in inverted commas, the academic ecumenical dialogue is also important, but that's another thing. Maybe there'll be elements of that as well, but I think maybe more accessible is what we can actually do together, pray together, work together, and so on, because resolving the theoretical questions is far trickier.